This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Following the president's lifting the ban on the summertime sale of E15 this year, opponents raised concerns about the biofuel being more toxic than conventional gas. Chris Bliley, Senior Vice President of Regulatory Affairs at Growth Energy, says E15 is approved for nearly all vehicles and is a nearly 50% improvement in greenhouse gas emissions.
It's a little complicated, but the reason there is an issue with summer sale actually dates back more than 30 years ago. There's an outdated law that didn't really foresee ethanol blending, much less ethanol blending beyond 10%.
Bliley says the regulations for ethanol need to be updated.
As I said, E15 is actually lower in volatility. It's a situation where the law and the regulation just haven't caught up with what is now approved on ethanol blends.
Bliley says the EPA approved summertime E15 in 2019, but big oil sued to prevent it and won.
Now we're seeking emergency RVP relief, and we're very pleased to see the Biden administration moving forward and announcing that they would do so for this summer so that drivers can save as much as 50, 60 cents that we've seen recently to get relief at a time when they need it the most.
Bliley says it would be disappointing to see oil companies try and stop this at this point.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.